This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the blessings of the congregational prayers as far as our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah? So, dear listeners, talking about congregational prayers, Salatul Jama'at, this prayers which is done, this act of worship which is done in unison, in unity, together with other Muslims, at the same time, in the same place, truly enhances our ubudiyya, it enhances our servitude of Allah, because this congregational prayers has so many spiritual benefits, it has so many worldly benefits, and it has a lot of practical implementations and implications which really do enhance our servitude of Allah, and not just in an individual manner, but in a collective manner as well. Now, we find that in congregational prayers, individuals stand in a single row, coming together to create unity in individuality. This in itself is a very beautiful aspect, where individuals are individually serving Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty, but they have come together and individually, all together, one plus the other makes a collective which is in servitude of Allah. And so, as we said in previous programs, it is this individual who comes and becomes part of a collective which multiplies the rewards multiple exponential times for this congregational prayers. And so individuals, they stand in a single row. They set aside all distinctions of position, of status. There is no race or language which differentiates one another. There is no distinction between wealth and job status or financial status or economic background. There is no distinction of gender or nationality or ethnicity or color. All have come equal in the eyes of Allah. All have come equal to stand next to one another. There is no separate place for a wealthy person and no separate place for a poor person. All have come in this congregational prayers to stand in front of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. All have come together, despite where they have come from, to stand in unity, to be as one collective in their servitude and their ubudiyya of Allah in these congregational prayers.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Mu'tasimin. Please stay with me. O God, O shelter of the shelter seekers, O refuge of the refuge seekers, O deliverer of the perishing. If I seek not refuge in your might, in whom shall I seek refuge? If I seek not shelter in your power, in whom shall I seek shelter? Sins have made me seek asylum in laying hold on the skirts of your pardon. Offenses have compelled me to beg the opening of the doors of your forgiveness. Evildoing has summoned me to dismount in the courtyard of your might. Fear of your vengeance has prompted me to cling to the handhold of your tenderness. It is not right for him who holds fast to your cord to be abandoned, nor proper for him who seeks the sanctuary of your might to be surrendered or disregarded.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. In continuation to what we were saying regarding congregational prayers and how it enhances our servitude of Allah, we just talked about how it's in this congregational prayers that an individual comes, he joins and becomes a collective, and so the individual servitude of Allah turns into this beautiful manifestation of a collective servitude of Allah. We also find, dear friends, in this congregational prayers that there is a purity and sincerity of affection which is created toward fellow human beings. Of course, when we come together and we ask about each other's conditions, we ask about each other's problems, we ask about each other's happiness and sadness, we try to help solve one another's problems, we try to cheer each other up, this truly creates a purity and a sincerity in our affection towards human beings, towards Muslims, towards one another. Truly, is this not what Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the Most Quick to Forgive, the Greatest One who loves every single one of us, is this not what Allah wants for humanity? Allah wants humanity to be affectionate towards one another. And truly, one of the forms of servitude of Allah is when humanity begins to treat each other fairly and with respect and with kindness and with mercy. And one of the ways, again, dear friends, in which we can enhance this form of servitude to Allah, enhance this form of ubudiyyah, is via the congregational prayers, which, as said, helps to increase the purity and the sincerity of the affection towards human beings.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Mannan,
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, Ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Amin Rastani.
How do I gain closeness to Allah? Let's do three verses of the Quran. The first verse, Surah Yasin, verse 61. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Serve me, obey me. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. This verse is saying the straight path has to do with servitude. Servitude equals straight path. If you want to get to Allah, you have to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, spirituality has criteria. The criterion is u'buduni, ubudiyya, servitude, nothing else. Next verse. Surah Dhariyat, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I created jinn and man only for one purpose. لِيَعْبُدُونَ This is what it is. Your purpose was to come back to me. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Here he's saying عُبُودِيَّة is the purpose. What does that mean? That means عُبُودِيَّة is going to get you there. When you serve Allah, the capacity grows. The more obedience, the more capacity to gain, to receive the light from Him. Third verse, Surah Hujurat, verse 13. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ In this verse, Allah says, we created you from male and female. I created you man and woman. I created you different tribes, different branches of peoples, so you get to know each other, you can identify each other. But إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ The most high of you, أَتْقَاكُمْ The one who obeys me more, the one who has more taqwa. Taqwa means obedience of Allah. Spirituality equals obedience. What hinders spirituality is disobedience. Very simple. That's our principle.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we've been talking about the blessings and the secrets of congregational prayers in enhancing our servitude of Allah. We talked about how individuals come and they become part of a collective, and it is the individual in the collective which is in servitude of Allah in a most beautiful form of ubudiyya. We talked about how there's no distinction between race or status, financial position, nationality or gender, ethnicity or language or race or color when it comes to congregational prayers. It is truly a beautiful manifestation of unity without barriers. We also talked about how the congregational prayers increases our purity and sincerity in our affection, our love, our kindness, our mercy, not just towards Muslims, but towards fellow human beings as well. And we talked about how this affection for humanity is one of the forms of servitude of Allah. In this segment, we just talk about a couple of more things. We find that this very congregational prayer, it effaces, it reduces the spirit of selfishness, the spirit of individualism, where everything is self-centered and everything is about me. No, everything is not about me. We must take into consideration each other as well. It also effaces the spirit of isolation and not wanting to be with other people, to be reclusive. No, we must be in society. We must interact with society and with people. And also, it endangers a sense of struggle against arrogance and selfishness, meaning we are able to struggle against vices such as arrogance and selfishness. Meaning it is this congregational prayer, this spirit of being part of a whole, which tends to erode our arrogance, and it erodes our selfishness, our self-centeredness. And finally, congregational prayers teaches us unity of expression, unity in direction, unity in objective, and unity in leadership. Very beautiful, vast, and amazing ocean is this thing called congregational prayers. And truly, this vast ocean called congregational prayers has beautiful and spiritual effects upon our servitude of Allah, our ubudiyah of Allah. And as we have said in our previous programs, if for some reason it is difficult for us to go to the masjid, to go to the mosque for our congregational prayers, it is quite easy for us to do these congregational prayers even in our very own homes with our very own families. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك